This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manhero akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare manhero anhasi uri musi wechipiri, ndira 20, 2015.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC.
Nhenhu wenyu Blessing Zulu, ndichiti zvinoi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Nyanzvi munyaya dzeupfumi dzinoti zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichioma munyaya dzeupfumi munyika.
Mabhanga oramba kutambira sechibatiso magwaro ema99 yeleases akapiwa varimi nehurumende.
Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvokurudzirwa kubatsira mukuvaka nyika.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Imwe kambani pamusika wekutengeserana weZimbabwe Stock Exchange inoti uwandu hwedoro rakatengeswa mukati memwedzi mipfumbamwe kusvika muna zvita wegore rapera wakaderera nezvikamu makumi maviri kubva muzana. Kambani yeDelta Corporation inoti kana muna zvita munosimbotengeswa doro rakawanda pazoro rekisimusi, vanhu havana kutenga doro rakawanda rwendo runo. Nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi dzinoti kutadza kupa vanhu bhonasi munguva iyi kwakaitwa nehurumende nemamwe makambani munongedzo yekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka.
Mumwe muratidzo wekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka, mashoko akaburitswa negurukota rezvemari vaPatrick Chinamasa ekuti vachaderedza mari yebhajeti yegore rino kubva pamabhiriyoni mana nemamiriyoni zana kusvika pamabhiriyoni matatu nemazana mashanu emamiriyoni emadhora. Mashoko aya aingari muGovernment Gazette. Asi dzimwe nyanzvi dzinotiwo hurumende inofanira kukoshesa maindustry mubhajeti rayo. Nyanzvi idzi dzinoti hazvina maturo kuti mubhajeti regore rapera hofisi yemutungamiri wenyika yakapiwa mari inosvika mamiriyoni mazana maviri, asi mapazi ose anoita nezveupfumi muhurumende akapiwa mari inosvika $115 million chete. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi vaChris Mugaga avanoshanda nekambani yeEconomita Global Capital kuti tinzwe maonero avo.
Ndinoona kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe vanhu vanofarira kunwa hwava vanhu vazhinji. Ndomunadoro ziva kuti vazhinji kana vari mukutambudzika kwavanotivo muchingezi stress vanoedza nepavanogona kutora zvinhu zvinosanganisira fodya nehwava kana pamwe chete nezvimwe zvinonzi zvemadrugs. Asi kambani hombe muZimbabwe pamakambani ose anoshandira muZimbabwe yeDelta ikambani iri kushungurudzika zvikuru mukushanda kwayo, mukuita bhizinesi kwayo. Chikonzero chiri chokuti upfumi hwenyika yeZimbabwe hausi kufamba zvakanaka. Saka zviri kukonzera izvo kuti nyange yakabvisa mutengo wedoro ravo sezvayakaita mavhiki maviri apera, vanhu havasi kukwanisa kutenga hwakawanda nemhaka yekuti vakunoneteka kuti vabhadharire vana mari dzeschool fees. Vari kuneteka chaiko chaiko kuti vabatanidze mari yekudya kuti vatenge iyoyo petrol chaiekenda kubasa. Saka Delta iri kupinda padambudziko rekuti iri kuwanikwa iri pachinzvimbo chiya chokuti doro riri kubvara raenda kumucheto pazvidiwa zvevana veZimbabwe sezvo homwe dzavo dzichinge dzakacheboka nguva nenguva. Kucheboka kuri kuita homwe dzevana veZimbabwe uku kuri kuita ari nyange zvidhakwa chaizvo chaizvo zvitsvage zvazvo doro riya rinonzi maspiriti kurango iri doro rakachipa zvokuti vanyange chava kungotsvaka kudhakwa vokangana zvavo nhambo dzavo, asi zvokuti Delta icharamba ichitengesa madoro aya ajaira nemutengo waitengesa uyaya. Handioni zvichiita panguva ino nemhaka yekuti vanhu havachina mari dzekusora vachishandisa vachitenga hwahwa munyika yeZimbabwe.
Ko, munoona sei mashoko avachina masa ekuti vari kuvandudza mari iri mubhajeti yavo kubva pa4.1 billion kusvika pa3.5 billion?
Havasi mashoko atingati anonyanya kukatyamadza zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kunonyanya kune vanogara munyika yeZimbabwe. Vanotevedzera zviri kuitika nofunga munoziva kuti kune bepa rinotarisa upfumi hwenyika yeZimbabwe rakabudiswa nekambani inowanikwa iyo muHarare inonzi Economita Global Capital. Yakabudisa ichitaridza iyo kuti hurumende haikwanisi kutora mari inokwana kuita iyo atingati zvidimbu 3.75 billion, ndo zvidimbu zvemari zvairi kuti iyo inokwanisa kutora kubva munyika inonzi revenue muchingezi. Saka mititari chakiribe neto anayanzi yekuti hurumende iri panguva yakaoma. Chatikuona ndechekuti pamwe vasina mhasa vari kundotererawo mafundiro anoita makambani anoita zvekuongorora upfumi hwenyika.
Nyanzvi munyadzi zveupfumi vaChris Mugaga vanoshanda nekambani yavana chipangamazano munyadzi zveupfumi yeEconomita Global Capital vari parunare muHarare.
Mabhizimusi akawanda kwaMutare anonzi ari kutama kubva mukati meguta achitiza mitero yemuguta iyo inonzi yakawandisa. Vazhinji vemabhizimusi ava vari kuvhura nzvimbo itsva dziri kumucheto kweguta uko vanobhadhara mari shoma. Mutorodo wenhauloida Moyo anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Pakatanga mwedzi wandira gore rino, zvitoro zvinopfuura gumi zvakabvisa mizinda yazvo pakati peguta nekuda kwezvikonzero zvakasiyana siyana. Zvimwe zvezvikonzero izvi zvinosanganisira kusafamba zvakanaka kwebhizinesi uye kukwira kwemari dzemitero yerendi. Sachigaro wekambani inonzi Valise Consultants inoona nezvemabhizinesi muno maMutare, vapoka pesi vanoti mabhizinesi akawanda ari kuomerwa zvakanyanya, izvo zviri kupa kuti vamwe vabude muguta vachienda kune dzimwe nzvimbo dzakaderera pamitengo yerendi.
Nyaya dzemarendi dzashupa maMutare muno, not Mutare only, even in Harare most businesses wakungotsvaga kune rendi yakachipa kutsvaga kuti wararame. Bozi wamwe wacho warototadza even kubhadhara washandi, warikutadza even kubhadhara marendos acho. Bozi they are too expensive.
Vakapesi vanoti shiviro yavo kuti vanamuzvina bhizinesi vane zvivakwa vaderedze mari dzemitero inoenderana nemamiriro akaita nyaya dzezveupfumi munyika. Vanoti kubva pakatanga kushandiswa mari yekunze, vazhinji havana kumbobvira vaderedza mari yemitero asi kungoti vaitoikwidza zvakanyanya. Mitero yemahofisi muguta reMutare inowanzoita madhora ari pakati pemazana mashanu nezviuru zviviri zvemadhora pamwedzi zvichienderana nemakuriro akaita mahofisi acho. Kubva mukutanga kwegore, makambani anotengesa mafoni, imwe yacho inonzi yeGoldtech, Busha reChinozim, kambani yeCoCom nemamwewo ane chitsama akabva muguta vakananga kumwewo kwakaderera mitero. Vamwe vemakambani vakabva vavhara zvamuchose. Nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi dzinoti upfumi hwenyika hauna kunge hwakamira zvakanaka munyika, izvo zvakapa kuti makambani akawanda atadzi kuvhura gore rino. Gurukota rezvemari vaPatrick Chinamasa vanoti nepamusana pekoma kwezvinhu bhajeti re$4.1 billion ravakanga vatura gore rino rava kudzikiswa kusvika pa$3.5 billion. Ndakamirira Studio 7 maMutare, ndini Lweda Moyo.
Zvichakadaro, vemabhazi vari kurwisanawo nevemakombi maMutare vachirwira vanhu vavanotakura sezvo vanhu vava vashoma. Nyaya iyi tinoipiwa naLoida Moyo ari kwaMutare kwakare.
Kubva svondo richitanga pamusika wemabhazi wemuguta wepamurahwa wemabhazi vari kurwisana vachida kutakura vanofamba sezvo vashomeka zvakanyanya. Mumwe ane makombi anotakura veruzhinji kubva maMutare achienda kuHarare mazuva ose vaPatrick Chinowaita vanonyunyuta kuti vamwe vavo vane mabhazi akawanda vari kuvakanganisa vachishandisa zvematongerwo enyika.
Tadotiite way forward kuti kana mapurisa aine challenge yavari kuwanaka, isusu as small operators vanotidaidzazve touya we sit down, not kuti vauende kundoti vanda zvekunotorwa namupfumi. Mupfumi ndiyo uyo otaura ovaudza zvekuita. Oita bhuli kwatiri isusu ndo pane biggest challenge yedu, kuti kadai kuri kunzi iministri ngaiuye ititaure, nakadai minister of indigenization vanouya zvototaura. We all want to grow. Hatina mupfuma hana kutanga ari paarika. You also started in makombi akagrowswa, but tinoda kugrowawo tichiwanochi marizisi kana watadza business wazvitadzira, noti kuti samwana anouya achizouraya business rako.
Vachinowaita vanoti vanoshuvira kuti pange pachienzaniswa pakushanda kune vose vanotakura vanhu zvisine kuti mumwe ane mabhazi mangani uye kuti anozivana nani.
Biggest challenge yatina isu ndeyekuti kana tiri kubhadhara ana presumptive tax saver tinongobhadhara zvakafanana, hatibhadhari chinzi imi muchasitwa bhuli. Kana vakanzi maroad authority tiri kutora zvese zvomuroad, kana usina fine mapurisa anopa matickets and we are operating nicely nemapurisa muroad, kana usina they will give you a ticket, kana wabhadharawo that's it. Presumptive tax dzavanoda tiri kubhadhara. Saka why should Mfumi pull us?
Mukuru wesangano remabhazi anotakura veruzhinji vaisa mufumi avo vari kupomerwa mhosva yekuita pamadiro avo nevamwe vavo havana kuwanikwa nhasi kuti vatipewo divi ravo panyaya iyi nhasi. Ndakamirira Studio 7 Mamutare, ndini Lweda Moyo.
Varimi vakagariswa patsva vanga vachifunga kuti vachakwanisa kushandisa minda yavo sechibatiso kuti vakwanise kuwana zvikwereti kumabhanga vanenge vachamirira kwenguva ndefu sezvo vemabhanga vachinzi vari kuti pachine zvakawanda zvinoda kugadziriswa vasati vatambira zvibvumirano zvine varimi zvekuti vashandise zvakaita seivhu kana kuti ma99-year leases. Sangano revemabhanga reBankers Association of Zimbabwe rakaudza bepanhau reHerald kuti kunyange hazvo gurukota rezvekurima vaDouglas Mombeshora vakambozivisa kuti zvimhingamupinyi zvaitadzisa varimi kushandisa ivhu kuti vawane zvikwerete zvakanga zvagadziriswa pachine zvakati kuti zvisati zvagadziriswa. Zvinonzi nyaya hombe iri kuita kuti vemabhanga vatsike madziro ndeyekuti ivhu nderehurumende, zvichireva kuti zvivakwa zvinenge zvaiswa nemurimi ndizvo chete zvinenge zvoshanda sechibatiso. Hurumende yakazivisa kuti varimi vanenge voshandisa zvibvumirano zvavo nehurumende zvekuti vashandise ivhu rayo kwemakore makumi mapfumbamwe nemapfumbamwe sezvibatiso kuti vakwanise kuwana zvikwerete. Nyanzvi mune zveupfumi vachishanda nesangano reLabour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe vaProsper Chitambara vanoti hurumende inofanirwa kutanga kuchifunga nezvekupa varimi ava matitle deeds kana ichida kuti nyaya dzekurima dzisimukire munyika.
Varimi vakawana mari nenguva, havakwanisi kungotenga mainput anodikanwa kuti vange vachiita basa rekurima, nekuti kubudirira kweagriculture sector kunonyanya kutokonzereswa nekukurumidza kana kuchimbidza kuwanikwa kwemainput nemafarmers. Saka mafarmers akasakurumidza kuwana mainput nezvimwe zvinoshandiswa mukurima zvinoita kuti basa rekurima riwandudzike, zvinoafekta gohwo remafarmers, zvinoafekta even gohwa rinowana senyika, zvinoafektawo zvakare ikonomi yedu nenzira dzakawandisisa zvakanyanyisisa. And already mvura yakatonaya, saka ndinotoona kuti nguva tinogona kungoti tatinonokei. Saka zvinotozoafekta agricultural output yedu definitely, uye zvinoafektawo zvakare economic output yedu rinoratatotanaro. Hazvishandisi kuzozvonzi Zimbabwe maitika nzara, nekuti mafarmers anenge asina kuwana zvekushandisa kuti vaite basa ravo rekurima.
Ko, hurumende ingarasikirwawo zvakadii yakanga yapa varimi ava minda iyoyo kuti ive yavo kuti vakwanise ngo vachiwana zvikwereti?
Asi ndodambudziko riripo rekuti muZimbabwe hatisati tane land market. Kantiri land market rinoreva kuti hatina mutsika yekuti munhu unogona kunotengesa munda wako otowana mari. Minda ichingochinjana maoko pachichinjanwa nemari yeland market muchirongo. Saka ndodambudziko robasii pano kufungira kwehurumende kwekuti vakacreata that land market inoita kuti probably varungu vakambenge varimo, vakambenge vachirima muZimbabwe vadzoke zvakare vachitenga minda yotanga kurima. Zvinove ndo zvisiri kudiwa nehurumende. Saka ke ndo kutyi ndo mafiezi aripo, especially paside regovernment kuti wounza land market here kana kuti woungoti land yese ndeyehurumende.
Vanga vari nyanzvi mune zvekurima vachishanda nesangano reLabour and Economic Research Institute of Zimbabwe vaProsper Chitambara vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7.
Makateerera kunefenyuro yenyu yeStudio 7. Tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa padandemutande redu repaintaneti rinoti www.voashona.com. Tinodzokorora zvakare website yedu www.voashona.com.
Vateereri, munokwanisawo kutibata pa909 am 4930 kana pa12080 ne15455 kHz pa shortwave.
tinodawo kuzivisai kuti chirongwa chenyu chave nefacebook page endai pa www.facebook.com/voa.shona.
Tinodzokorera zvakare Facebook yedu www.facebook.com/voashona.
Yasvika nguva yekuti timbotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika.
Vanhu vavhota nhasi muZambia musarudzo yekutsvaga achatsiva vaiva mutungamiri wenyika iyi Mushakabvu Mike Osata, avo vakashaya muna Gumiguru gore rapera. Pane vanhu gumi nemumwe chete vari kukwidza musarudzo idzi. Vari pamusoro igurukota rezvekudzivirirwa kwenyika vaEdgar Lungu vebato ravaSata Repatriotic Front pamwe navaAkeyende Hichilema ava vanotungamira bato rinopikisa reUnited Party for National Development. Anokunda musarudzo iyi achatungamira Zambia kuti apedzise temu yakatangwa navaSata muna 2011. Imwe sarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika iri kuitwa gore rinouya.
Mutungamiri weAmerica vaBarack Obama vachakurudzira nhasi kuti vapfumi vabvise mitero iri pamusoro pavachange vachitaura paurongwa hweState of the Union. Izvi zvichaitwa paramende mbiri dzemuAmerica dzakabatana. VaObama vachakurudzirawo kuwedzerwa kwemitero inowanikwa papundutso inenge yaitwa nevanhu vanoita zvemabhizimusi. Kurudzira yavaObama haisi kutambirwa nebato reRepublican Party iro rava nemasimba muparamende dzose dziri mbiri.
Vaona zvichiitika vanoti chikwata chechishiite chakapinda zvine chisimba pamuzinda wemutungamiri wenyika yeYemen. Mukutanga kwezuva ranhasi chikwata ichi icho chinozivikanwa nerekuti Houthis chinonzi changa chiri munhaurirano dzekuedza kupedza mhirizhonga zvichitevera kukomberedzwa kwakaitwa muzinda wemutungamiri wenyika uyu kubva nezuro manheru. Nemugovera chikwata ichi chakapamba mushandi mukuru wemutungamiri wenyika vaAbed Rabo Mansur Hadi apo hurumende yaizama kunyora bumbiro idzva.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 12080 nepa 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisawo kutibata pa channel Zim muchishandisa decoder reWizdig kubva pa 9 PM kusvika 11 PM. Kana muri pa Wizdig, tsvagai channel yakanzi CHZim. Kana muri kunetsekana kuibata, dzimai decoder renyu kwekanguva voribatidza zvakare, mosikana zvakare, kuitira kuti munyatsotibata pachannel CHZim. Channel Zim inoteererwa nguva dzose pasatellite TV, pasmartphone nepaindernet pa www.channelzim.net.
Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvinofanirwa kushandisa unyanzvi hwazvo mukuona kuti zvinhu zvafamba zvakanaka muZimbabwe, kwete kuramba zvakapeta maoko zvinhu zvichiita manyama amire nerongo munyika. Vachitaura neStudio 7 kumucheto wemusangano weGlobal Zimbabwe Forum Johannesburg, South Africa nezuro, nyanzvi munyaya dzevapoteri Alexandra Betts vakati ruzivo riri kuwanikwa nevana veZimbabwe munyika dzavari kugara runogona kushandiswa mukubvisa nyika mumatope mairi. VaBetts, avo vanoshanda neUniversity of Oxford kuBritain, vakati zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinofanira kuzvibvunza kuti remangwana razvo richange rakamira sei kana pasina zvavari kuita mukubatsira kugadzirisa zviri kunetsa.
Vachitaurawo pamusangano uyu, gweta rinorwira kodzero dzevanhu vaDaniel Molokele vakati remangwana reZimbabwe riri mumaoko mezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika. Vakatiwo vanhu vemuZimbabwe vanofanirwa kutora matanho akasimba mukuona kuti vabatsira mukuvandudza upfumi hwenyika kanawo mukupinda mune zvematongerwo enyika. Mumwewo akataura pamusangano uyu vaGodfrey Piri vakatiwo vanhu vemuZimbabwe vanofanirwa kuzviona sevanasikana kana vanakomana vamambo vari kurerwa kuitira kuti vazowewo mambo kana mambokadzi mune remangwana. Vakawanda vaive pamusangano uyu vanoti vakazvipira kudzokera kumusha kunobatsira nyika kuti ibve mumadhaka yeupfumi, asi havana chokwadi chekuti hurumende iripo inovabata zvakanaka here kana kuti kwete.
Muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa zvingaitwe nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika mukusimudzira upfumi hwenyika pamwe nekugadzirisa zvematongerwo enyika muZimbabwe.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei matext message panamba inoti 001 202 465 0318, muchitudza namba dzenyu kuti tigwa kufonerai.
Munogonawo kufona panamba dzinoti 1 202 617 2077 kuti mutaure pa Live Talk.
Sangano reHarare Residence Trust rinoti harisi kufadzwa nemafambisiro ari kuitwa zvinhu nekanzuro yeHarare, iyo inonzi iri kushandisa mari yakawanda mukubhadhara vashandi nekutenga mota dzepamusoro, asi isingape vagari mvura yakachena nekutakura marara. Mukuru wesangano iri vaPrecious Shumba vanoti vagari vanofanirwa kubhadhara mari inosvika madhora 10 mwedzi wega wega, sezvo iri iyo inoenderana nemabasa ari kuitwa nekanzuru kwete kupfuura mari iye. Vashumba vanoti kanzuru iri kushandisa mari inobviswa nevagari vemuguta reHarare kuita zvimwewo zvisingabatsiri vagari. Studio 7 yakundikana kubata kanzura, yaedza kubata kanzuro yeHarare kuti tinzwe divi ravo, asi vanga vasiri kudaira nhare dzavo. Marvelous Musanganya wewe Studio 7 ataura navashumba kuti tinzwe zvichemo zvevagari.
Isu seHarare Residence Trust tanga tiri pamberi pekunyanyoda kuti tisimudzire magariro ewanhu, tichikurudzira kudyidzana zvakanaka nekanzuro paine kutaurirana panenge paitwa matambudziko. Asi taona kuti mukuda kutaurirana kwedu nemaofficials eCity of Harare nemacouncillors, taona kuti maofficials eCity of Harare akuita sekuti ndiwo ane simba kudarika munhu wese, zvekuti hawachina nguva yekuremekedza mugari. Saka isu taakuona kuti zviri nani tikwanise kukurudzira vagari vaite zvavanogona kubvisa mari ichataura kuti kunofanirwa kuita vashandi wangani kuguta reHarare, kwete zvavo zvavari kuita zvekuti maofficials ndiwo anomanipulata mabooks kuti wagone kuramba wachingotorawo mari dzeweruzhinji, iwo waruzhinji wachitambura. Taona kuti chinhu chete chavanokwanisa kunyatsonzwisisa chinobata homwe dzavo neunharadada hwavo kubata mari dzavo, nekuti vanhu vabvise mari dzinoenderana nekutengesa murodhi kwavanoita, dzinoenderana nekushayiwa mabasa kwavo, dzinoenderana nekushayiwa mari mumagariro avo. Saka vagari ngavangomanikidzire kungoendesa $10 pamwedzi wega wega. Takazvikalkulata tikaona kuti zvinotoita izvozvo, uye kuti kanzuro inokwanisa kutoti iadjuste ifite pari kudikwa nevagari.
Asika vashumba vamwe vanoti imi hamusi kufurira vanhu kuti vaite hunubu here imomomo muguta reHarare, nekuti iyo kanzuru inozoita sei mabasa kana iri kuwana mari shoma yakaita sei $10?
Chatiri kukurudzira ndechekuti kuwe neyatingati kudyidzana kunoenderana nezvatinowana. Kana vagari vasina mari, ngazviratidzikewo neuwandu hwevashandi weguta nemari dzavanotambira, kwete kuti vagari vachitambudzika washandi weguta vari kurara nematumbu vachidya mari dzakawandisa dzavasingazivi kuti dziri kurarirwa vanhu vachishanda, vanhu vachimukira kumisika.
Vanga vari mukuru wesangano reHarare Residence Trust vaPrecious Shumba vachitaura vari parunare muHarare naMavelous Musanganya uye weStudio 7.
Tombotarisa nhau dzemitambo tichienda kumakwikwi eAFCON. Pamutambo uri kutambwa iko zvino, Ivory Coast yakakundwa 1-0 neGuinea, uye mutambo uyu watambwa kwemaminitsa 67 makumi matatu nemanomwe uchiri kuenderera mberi. Asi nezuro chikwata cheBafana Bafana chekuSouth Africa chakaodza mwoyo vatsigiri vacho apo chakakundwa 3-1 neAlgeria mumakwikwi eAfcon aya ari kuitirwa kuEquatorial Guinea. Chakanyanyorwadza vatsigiri vakawanda veSouth Africa ndechekuti chikwata ichi chakanwisa Algeria ndokuzotadza kumwisa penalty. mune mumwe mutambo wanezuro chikwata che groups muchikwata che group C Senegal yakakunda Ghana 2-1 kutaura pari zvino sezvatambotaura Ivory Coast ichiri kukweshana ne Guinea uye Guinea chiri yakawina 1-0 ntungamiri nkomo we studio 7 abata nyanzvi munyadzi zvemitambo yenhabvu vamuzi wetu adebe ndokutanga nekuvabvunza kuti vari kuona sei mitambo yeAfcon iyi
Tuona kuti mitambo yacho iri kunakisa iyezve matimu anga takatarisira kuti adogona kunge achitambudzika ari kutamba nemazvo ari kutamba zvakanakisisa ukatarisa nyika yeSouth Africa yakarohwa zvayo but yakatamba nhavhu yanga ichinakisa iyezve vakatadza zvavo penalty vakazowana on goal and the goalkeeper wavanga achiita kunge haana experience ndozvakavanetsa kuti vange vachiwina asi vakupractisa kuti vaimprova iyezve vari kutamba bhora rinonakisa Asi Senegal yatamba bora rakanakidza sere kuti vange vachikwanisa kuti vauye from one goal down vazowina 2-1 their quality of play yanga ichinakidza ndo vatikati iye zvino vari kutamba bhora rakanakisa but asi takatarisa kuti tinge tichiona kuti mitambo yanhasi ichafamba sei apa kunenge kune Ivory Coast ichitamba neGuinea iyezve Mali inenge ichitamba neCameroon saka mitambo yacho iri kunakidza asi takatarisa kuti tinge tichiona kuti nekufamba kwe tournament yacho iyi ndewapi matimu anenge achizokwanisa kuti ange achiputirira mutambo
zvati zvaonekwa here vahadheve kuti ndechipi chikwata chinogona kutora mukombe uyu
tikati zvakuonekwa ukatarisa Equatorial Guinea ndo vari kuhosta mutambo uyu tanga tatarisira kuti maybe vanogona kuti vange vachiona mutambo wavo wekutanga asi vakadhrowa ukatarisa Burkina Faso itimu yakasimba vanhu vazhinji vanga vatarisira kuti inge ichitamba nemazvo asi yakarohwa neGabon ne2-0 tikapinda kugroup B tiona kuti hakusati kwaita timu yawina ipapo Tunisia yakadhrowa 1-1 neCape Verde. Cape Verde katimu vanhu vazhinji vanokadherera asi kakatamba mushe neTunisia. Totarisa Zambia neCongo neDRC zvakapera iri 1-1. Iyezve vanhu vanga vatarisa kuti pamwe Zambia yakatanga kutungamira yaizopedzisira yakuwina but asi yakatadza ikapera iri 1. Totarisa group C yanga ichinakidza nemazvo nezuro. Vanhu vazhinji vanga vasina kutarisira kuti South Africa ikatambe bhora rakanakisa. Yakaluza zvayo asi yakatamba bhora rakanakisa.
Vamuzi wetu adebe vanoongorora nyadzi zvemitambo uye vanga vachitaura vari parunare nantungamiri nkomo westudio 7 vari kubulawayo
yasvika nguva yatinoverenga tsambambozha dzenyu pamwe nematext message amatumira munyoro wekutanga anoti weduwe kusatenda huroyi agona ngaapuwe sando dzake dzose varume muri kugona chose rambai makadaro Ndini Elias Simango kuMozambique. Mukoma Elias vanyora paFacebook yedu nhasi.
Mumuteerera anoti makadii vashamarari vedu tinokutendai nebasa guru rekutiudza chokwadi icho tinovanzirwa nezanupf broadcasting yemuno. Ndikwazisirewo murume nevana vangu munyori haana kutipa zita rake.
Mumwe anoti makadii makaramba kuverengawo mameseji angu ndini Teddy Tandangundi Tandanguni vekuchipinge. Tisu takatanga kuona kuri kuenda nyika kubva gore randaberekwa 1981.
Mwanotiwo makadiko varume pamberi nenhau dzechokwadi ndi Bright Masambu kwamutare kuri seiwo ikoko isi kuno tafa nenhamo ndikwazisireyo baba vangu baba Barbara Masambu naamai vangu mai Barbara uye vanunguna vangu Talent na Shivon uye Wiseman na Simba munyengeri ndatenda hangu mwari wamasimba ose awe nemi varume kusvika tasvika Kenani
mumwe anoti makadii vashamarari venhepfenyuro yepamusoro tinofara kwazvo nebasa ramunoita dai mwari akuwedzerai makore ekurarama pamwe chete neuchenjeri
aiwa tinotenda vose vakwanisa kunge vachitinyorera tsamba nhasi sezvo nguva yedu yapera regai timbotarisa musoro inawo zvakare
nyanzvi munyaya dzeupfumi dzinoti zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichioma munyaya dzeupfumi munyika
mabhanga oramba kutambira sechibatiso magwaro ema99 yeleases akapiwa varimi nehurumende
zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvokurudzirwa kubatsira mukuvaka nyika tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi tinoimba kuti muchange muine zvakare mangwana anokuonekai ndini jonga kandemiiri ndichitimurari zvakanaka vateereri
neni wenyu Blessing Zulu vari kuteera mutambo yeAfcon iko zvino wamira zvakadai Ivory Coast 1 Guinea 1
Thank you, Jonga, and blessing. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, January 20th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our two top stories this evening.
Zimbabwe's largest listed company, Delta Corporation, reports a 20% decline in sales as Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa slashes the 2015 national budget.
The news coming out of the behemoth company in Zimbabwe Stock Exchange, which is Delta Holding, it's not coming as really news, knowing very well that Zimbabwe economy has been taking a hit.
Resettled farmers who were hoping to use their 99-year-old leases to borrow from the banks will have to wait a little longer as banks continue to hold on to their money.
In the short term, probably what needs to be done is for government and the bankers to continue to engage each other so that they can actually come up with middle of the ground consensus.
And Zimbabweans in the diaspora are challenged to participate in their country's economic, social, and political affairs.
Zimbabwe's largest listed company, Delta Corporation, has reported a 20% decline in large sales for the period between April and December last year. Economists say this shows Zimbabwe's economy remains in a fragile state with an unsustainably high external debt and massive deindustrialization and informalization of the economy. In a statement released today, Delta said consumer spending, which is traditionally higher in December, was subdued. Economists say the government and private sector's failure to pay bonuses might have contributed to the drop. This as Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa announced in a government gazette that he has slashed the 2015 expenditure budget from the $4.1 billion to $3.5 billion.
Some economists are accusing the government of failing to prioritize issues that need urgent attention in the country, in particular industrial development. Last year, for example, President Robert Mugabe's office gobbled close to US $200 million, while economic ministries combined spent less than US $115 million. Economist Chris Mugaga of Economita Global Capital tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that Delta's problems are not surprising.
The news coming out of the behemoth company in Zimbabwe Stock Exchange, which is Delta Holding, it's not coming as really news, knowing very well that Zimbabwe economy has been taking a hit. So knowing very well that Delta Holding is considered one of the barometers, especially of the demand for consumables within Zimbabwe's market. I'm quite very aware that there is an economic slowdown in the economy. The aggregate demand has gone down so significantly.
Minister Chinamasa has also revised downwards his 2015 budget expenditure from 4.1 billion to 3.5 billion. What is your take on this move?
After thorough research and consideration of a number of macroeconomic sectors, I think it's a case not only of the minister making a climb down, but of becoming much more real with the economy, as we know for sure that this is an economy which is on a cliff edge, with most of the levers for economic growth quite very suffocated. I think you are aware that regardless of the global prices of oil going down to about $47 per barrel, Zimbabweans are not necessarily feeling the benefits. After the very minister raised the import duty for oil by 10 cents, and this is a kind of a compensatory effect on the initial reduction. The reason why he's levying duty on the petrol is simply because he is fighting hard to make sure he does away with tax evasion, which is rampant in Zimbabwe. And this is a sign that the government is in a cash-to-two situation where it can't do anything except to continue levying taxes on anything whose demand is almost inelastic.
That was Economita Global Capital Economist and founder Chris Mugaga speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
Meanwhile, permanent secretaries in various government ministries today met a delegation from the Chinese International Cooperation Center of National Development and Reform Commission at the Mitchells Hotel to discuss economic cooperation between Harare and Beijing. The Office of the President and Cabinet is organizing the meeting. Last year, Zimbabwe and China signed what they dubbed mega deals to revive Harare's economy, but nothing has materialized so far to change the lives of the ordinary person.
Anxiety levels are increasing within the white commercial farmers community following new threats from acting President Emmerson Mnangagwa that the government will soon intensify land grabs. Mr. Mnangagwa made the statement in a speech in his Chirumanzu, Zimbabwe constituency, where he bade them farewell following his appointment as vice president. A sitting vice president is not allowed by the constitution to represent a constituency.
Mr. Mnangagwa reportedly said the fresh farm seizures will target white farmers, black multiple farm owners, and will reduce farm sizes. This comes amid reports that some indigenous farmers who grabbed white commercial farms are partnering with the former commercial farmers or being used as fronts. For example, the state-controlled Sunday Mail reported that former ZANU-PF Administrative Secretary Didmus Mutasa owns 15 farms, which the newspaper alleged he parceled out to other people. We spoke to Commercial Farmers Union spokesperson Hendrik Olivier, who says the future looks bleak for the few remaining white farmers in the country.
It's concerning that we hear these statements, but my assumption is that they would like to conduct a land audit to identify where all the land is and see what land they can then distribute further.
But what is the current situation regarding white commercial farmers?
The situation in the country is that there are still a few white commercial farmers that are farming. They are not farming on the original land holdings. They are farming partially on land that they've been told that they can farm on, smaller sections of the original farm. And that also the current situation as we speak now is in certain areas of the country we are experiencing problems where it would appear people are going around, beneficiaries accompanied by lands officials, and instructing the farmers to vacate within a certain period of time their farms. In other areas, they are also being told that this is the last crop that you will produce and that you must be off, for example, say, by April this year.
So in terms of numbers, do you have an idea how many whites still remain on their farms?
There are most probably very much less than 300 throughout the country of farmers still on their land. And I must stress, Mr. Gondo, this is not their original farm sizes. This is downsized portions of farm, people farming on other farms. This is not their original farm holdings.
Hendrik Olivier is the spokesman of the Zimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union. He spoke with Studio 7 on the line from Harare.
Meanwhile, resettled farmers who are hoping to use their 99-year-old leases to borrow from the banks will have to wait a little longer as banks are holding on to their money, saying a number of outstanding issues need to be addressed before they can consider accepting the leases as collateral. The Herald newspaper today quoted Bankers Association of Zimbabwe Executive Director Raj Biam as saying, quote, "There are areas still to be resolved between the government and the banks." Sources say the major issue is the issue of land ownership, since all land in the country now belongs to the government, while the farmers will have to use improvements on the land to enable them to borrow from banks. Agriculture Minister Douglas Mombeshora recently announced that the government had addressed some outstanding issues previously raised by banks over the leases. Economist Prosper Chitambara of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe told Studio 7 that the only way the government can deal with this issue is to give the farmers title deeds and not leases.
In the short term, probably what needs to be done is for government and the bankers to continue to engage each other so that they can actually come up with a middle-of-the-ground consensus position that takes into account the concerns of the BRICS. It also takes into account the circumstances of our farmers that have received land under the land reform program of the government. I think in the short term, I think that's probably the way forward. Obviously, some of the concerns that are being raised by bankers from a legal point of view, these are very valid points. But also maybe it would be important to also emphasize that there are some farmers actually who are managing to get loans from banks on the back of their well-developed agricultural business plans and proposals, financial statements, cash flow statements, even balance sheets.
What is stopping the government from giving these farmers title deeds to enable them to borrow from banks?
What it implies when you give farmers title deeds is that you actually create a land market. And when you create a land market, it means you make land transferable. And when you make land transferable, you actually then even deal with some of the concerns of the bankers. So I think the reason why government does not want to create that land market is because they fear that the former erstwhile white farmers will buy the land and come back and begin to produce or to do agriculture.
That was economist Prosper Chitambara of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe in Harare.
The Harare Residents Trust says it is disappointed by Harare City Council's failure to deliver as the capital continues to lose its shine. This despite the council collecting huge amounts of money from residents in rates every month. Many are, however, refusing to pay rates, citing lack of proper services. Director Precious Shumba of the Harare Residents Trust says his organization is starting a campaign urging residents to pay a minimum payment of $10 monthly to help the city delivery services. Shumba says although the council has been receiving monthly payments, some of the funds are alleged to have been mismanaged, with most funds going to pay huge salaries and buying expensive cars for senior managers. Efforts to get comment from Harare City Council officials were unsuccessful as no one was answering their phones. Shumba spoke to Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye earlier on.
We are simply responding to their arrogance, and because we would want them to realize that the residents are the owners of the city and have the right to withhold their funds. These people are not appreciating the struggles that the residents are experiencing. So the best way to do this is to convey a serious message to council management and councillors that the residents will no longer stand back and observe them looting public resources. Residents are taking charge of their own affairs. And we are simply saying your pocket cannot be coerced to what it can. If you find that you don't have any other money, just take $10 to the council, and the council management shall have to come up with a strategy of ensuring they have employees that the residents are able to pay.
But some would argue, Mr. Shumba, that your organization is encouraging anarchy. What's your view on that?
The city of Harare has already brought anarchy to the communities. And we are simply saying we are responding to their arrogance. We want to convey a very simple message that treat residents fairly and transparently. Let us have the water that they have promised. Let us have our roads repaired and adequately maintained. Because the residents that are paying are not getting value for their money.
That was Harare Residents Trust Director Precious Shumba speaking to Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye from Harare.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.
Coming up,
Zimbabwe's diaspora challenged to participate in the country's economic revival.
A But first, a look at world and African news.
Voters in Zambia are casting ballots today in an election to replace a later President Michael Sata, who died in October. There are 11 candidates on the ballot, but the top contenders are Defense Minister Edgar Lungu of Mr. Sata's Patriotic Front Party and Hakainde Hichilema, who heads the opposition United Party for National Development, UPND.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has demanded the Islamic State group immediately release two hostages shown in a new video threatening their deaths in Japan if Japan does not pay $200 million in ransom. Mr. Abe expressed indignation today, hours after the militants released the video showing an English-speaking, black-clad person holding a knife along with two kneeling men wearing orange jumpsuits.
And the International Monetary Fund has trimmed its global economic forecast for 2015, with its chief economist saying the world faces a strong and complex cross current. The IMF is still predicting a 3.5% advance this year and 3.7% next year, but both figures are down 0.3 points from the group's October projections.
Binga villagers are up in arms with the government for not addressing the issue of teacher deployment, despite the fact that for the first time students in the region will write ordinary level examinations in their local Tonga language.
Tonga is the first minority language to be examined at that level, although the government says other languages will soon be examinable at that level as well in the not-too-distant future. We reached a former legislator, Patrick Nenes Banda, who says the villagers are not happy that the government still deploys teachers who cannot understand the local Tonga language, even at primary level.
Yeah, my grievance with Ganda is that here in Binga, as far as the Zimbabwean constitution is concerned, it actually states that chapter 4, part 1, section 75. He says that every person, every child, has got the right to education. And this person should learn his or her mother language. Therefore, if we are to be sent those teachers who could not even utter a Tonga word, how is that person going to teach a grade 1 or a grade 2 child? Yet we are trying to promote our cultural values in Binga. And the President Mugabe signed that constitution. Why are you today opposing that?
So, as a community, what measures are you taking in order to rectify the situation?
We are actually trying by all means to come together with all stakeholders, including those down PF also, who are also grievers. Well, there are some.
That was Patrick Nenes Banda, a former legislator for Binga North. He spoke to Studio 7 on the line from Binga.
Meanwhile, the Student Solidarity Trust, an organization working in the education sector, is complaining about current conditions in the country's education sector. The group says it is dismayed with plummeting educational standards. The SST says outside of primary, secondary and college level students, parents and guardians are also bearing the brunt as fees continue to be increased willy-nilly. Reporter Tatenda Gumbo spoke with Students Solidarity Trust Director Simbarashe Moyo, who blames the situation on the country's worsening economic crisis.
Some have been retrained, some are now pensioners, making it very difficult for these parents to be able to raise the kind of fees that are demanding at the moment. And that to us means that we are actually sort of destroying the education sector.
But moving forward, what can really be done to alleviate this situation? As you yourself, your organization, is saying that over the past decade, the issue of education has continued to deteriorate in Zimbabwe.
Yes, the government and the parents have to come together and come to the common point, the common position that it is the state, it is the government, it is the nation that will benefit from an educated citizen. Having arrived at that decision, they then need to make sure that education in the country is affordable. What we are saying is that we are not even saying that people must learn for free. That is totally impossible. But we are saying that there must be an enabling environment that will allow students from various and diverse backgrounds to be able to access education.
That was Student Solidarity Trust Director Simbarashe Moyo speaking with reporter Tatenda Gumbo from Harare.
Zimbabweans in the diaspora have been urged to start influencing the direction of their country, either directly or indirectly, getting involved in economic, social and political issues back home. Alexandra Betts, Director of Refugees Studies Center at the University of Oxford, told Studio 7 at a recent meeting organized by the Global Zimbabwe Forum in Johannesburg that running away and having nothing to do with the country will not solve Zimbabwe's problems. Benedictine Tlapo reports from Johannesburg.
Alexandra Betts says now is the time for millions of Zimbabweans who deserted their country for years to look back and start working towards a prosperous Zimbabwe. Betts says the experience gained by Zimbabweans from their host countries in the diaspora is very vital for the economic and political resurrection of their country, which was once called the breadbasket of Southern Africa. He says those Zimbabweans residing in other countries should start asking themselves critical questions about the future of their own country.
How Zimbabweans should be engaging with political issues back home, how they can engage in collective action, organize coherently and build strategies. And there were questions about what those strategies should be, whether it's realistic to try and get a diaspora vote, whether it's realistic to try and get the diaspora to go home and vote in forthcoming elections.
Daniel Molokele is a Zimbabwean human rights lawyer who has been living in South Africa for the past 11 years. Molokele is convinced that the future of Zimbabwe is largely in the hands of those in the diaspora. He is also challenging the diasporians to start making hard choices, including returning home, either as investors or to take up political positions in order to drive the country towards a brighter future.
We need to start to think seriously, to say deeply, where do we really fit in? What does it mean to be the diaspora, and how can we position the diaspora in the national agenda in Zimbabwe in such a way that Zimbabwe benefits, to say, how can we be integrated back as contributors to the development agenda?
Another Zimbabwean national, Godfrey Piri, says he would love to see some capable Zimbabweans in the diaspora, most of whom have continued to read, earning vital skills and knowledge, being groomed to one day lead the country. Piri is challenging Zimbabweans in the diaspora to never give up on their country.
Since the GNU, people have lost hope. And what we have been looking at so far, it's a matter of building up the platforms where Zimbabweans are also seen to be taking some kind of responsibility in other challenges which they face, and then participating somehow in the development of the country.
Meanwhile, the majority of Zimbabweans who spoke to Studio 7 in South Africa said they are ready to go back home and assist in bringing the former Southern Africa breadbasket back onto its former glory. However, much depends on the policies of the current political leadership and acceptance by the people who have remained in the country throughout the political and economic wars of the past decade. Reporting for Studio 7 in Johannesburg, this is Benedictine Hlapo.
Samuel Dimairo, a young local entrepreneur, has been selected as the National Zimbabwe Champion for Global Student Entrepreneurs and will represent the country at an event to be held in the United States of America in April. Dimairo will join 30 other young international entrepreneurs for the coveted award. The Global Student Entrepreneur Awards, or GSEA, is the premier global competition for high school, undergraduate and graduate students who own and operate businesses. Nominees compete against their peers from around the world for the chance to win capital and in-kind prizes from sponsor organizations. Founded in 1998 by St. Louis University, GSEA is now an entrepreneurs organization program. Dimairo tells Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanganyawie he is honored to represent Zimbabwe and hopes to bring home the prize.
I was nominated as a Zimbabwean champion, and that entails participating in the global finals in Washington, D.C. in April to battle it out for the global prize. So I basically got the recognition as the Zimbabwean national champion.
How does that make you feel as a young entrepreneur yourself? What do you think you bring to the table that will make Zimbabwe stand out when you do get here to Washington?
Very encouraging to get such recognition as a young entrepreneur. As an entrepreneur who started a business whilst they were doing school at the same time, which is the essence of this award. And I think that although Zimbabwe may be sometimes shunned by the global community, but I believe that the mass and scale at which we have created solutions and solved global problems is unprecedented, and this is an opportunity to shine, to show the world what Zimbabwe is made of and not just what they hear. And if you look at, there are many Zimbabweans all over the world who are in very key influential positions, even in our region, which just shows you the bright minds that are within Zimbabwe. A lot of these large corporations actually run or have Zimbabweans in their executive management teams.
That was Samuele Dimairo, a young Zimbabwean entrepreneur, speaking with Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanganyawie from Harare. And now in sports section, we're looking at soccer action at the Africa Cup of Nations, or AFCON, where in Equatorial Guinea today, where Guinea drew 1-1 with the 1992 champions Cote d'Ivoire. In another Group D match, Cameroon are battling it out with Mali. While today's games are fairly exciting, it is yesterday's Group C matches that had soccer fans still talking today. True to form, the group of death was loaded with drama. Let's rewind. Despite their early lead, South Africa went on to lose 3-1 to Algeria after conceding an own goal and failing to convert a penalty. On the other hand, Senegal beat Ghana 2-1. Sports commentator Muzwedu Hadebe tells reporter Ntungamili Nkomo the group of death lived up to expectations.
Well, I think yesterday's matches almost brought some excitement into the tournament. And I think for the group of death, as many people have liked to call it, they simply confirmed that indeed that is the group of death. For Ghana to take the lead through the penalty, it was an exciting moment. And we thought that they were going to hold on. But the ability of Senegal to come from behind and win that one by 2-1 was also massive, but not just massive. They also showed their quality, showing their improvement. They haven't been doing very well, but they showed their great improvement. And maybe as if to justify the fact that it is the group of death, all the teams then that took the lead in that particular group eventually losing, and South Africa were to follow suit. But a beautiful football from South Africa. Take away their defeat, we have seen some positives from them. They are now capable of passing the ball around. It's just that they couldn't hold their own at the back. And if you look at it, they missed a penalty, conceded an own goal, which was the first own goal of the tournament. And also the goalkeeper, a little bit maybe inexperienced, one would say, but overall a very impressive West South Africa. For Algeria, it was expected of them. They are the top-ranked team in Africa. They've been playing some lovely football. They have that unity within their team, and it was very well for them.
Any indication yet where this tournament is going?
I think it's too early. If you look at the way the host played Equatorial Guinea, no one expected them to put such a good fight, but they did well. It's a match that they could have won, but settled for a draw. So it's proving to be very unpredictable, but maybe as we get into Ivory Coast playing Guinea, Mali playing Cameroon, we'll get to see how these teams play.
Sports commentator Muzwetu Adebe on the line with reporter Ntungamili Nkomo. Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. when our hosts will be talking with listeners and experts about the diaspora community.
And now to recap today's top stories.
Zimbabwe's largest listed company, Delta Corporation, reports a 20% decline in sales.
Resettled farmers who were hoping to use their 99-year-old leases to borrow money from the banks will have to wait a little longer.
And that's our show today. My name is Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Chris Gande, wishing you a very good night.
Siyabonga Jonga lo Chris li chona njani emakhaya yikudivana emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolesibili mhlaka 20 ngozibandlela 2015 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Walamukela emweni ngenjabulo ngintungameli Nkomo
lo Chris Gande.
Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
indaba ekhona emaplazini yokuthi abantu abaningi kuthathwa amaplazi laphana ngabo 2000 2001 2002, abantu abaningi babengakunanzeleli ukuthi uqakatheke njani ukuthi ube lomhlabathi wakho, ube lamasimu akho.
Abalimi abamhlophe badlela evalweni kulandela imbiko kamsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa othi uhulumende usezaqinisa uhlelo lokuthatha amapulazi njalo kwabamhlophe abaselawo.
Vela amapulisa a-advanced vala ama-graphs ayitshengisela ama-reports lawa per month awa 2014 wonke. Sabona ukuthi hayi kutshengisa ukuthi udubo lelu luli on the rise in most of the areas.
Inhlanganiso ezimela izakhamizi emadolobheni zithi zilokukhathazeka ngokuqonga kwezehlakalo zokuhlukuluzana ezindlini, i-domestic violence.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisemazweni sezikhuthazwe ukuthi ziqale ukuphatheka kwezomnotho lezombusazwe eZimbabwe ukuze zibe lesandla ekulawulweni lapho okuya khona ikusasa yelizwe.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela.
Abalimi abamhlophe badlela evalweni kulandela imbiko kamsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa othi uhulumende usezaqinisa uhlelo lokuthatha amapulazi njalo kwabamhlophe abaseleyo kunye labensundu abalamapulazi amaningi abalamakhulu aqunywe. Umnangagwa wethulela amazwi embuthanweni wokuvalelisa abasekeli bakhe njengelunga ledale lephalamende esigabeni seChirumanzu Zibagwe kulandela ukukhethwa kwakhe ukuba ngumsekeli kamongameli. Umnangagwa ubikwa ethe ukuthatha kwamapulazi lokhu kuzamele kwenziwe ngesiqubu kwenzela ukuthi udaba lomhlabathi luphutshe. Lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi kuqhamuke imbiko ethi kulabanye abensundu abasetshenziswa ngabelungu ukuthatha amapulazi aphinde abiselwe ebalungwini ngudlu. Njengesibonelo, iphephandaba le-The Sunday Mail lithi wayeqoqa inhlelo zezanu PF umnumzana Didmas Mutasa wayelamapulazi alitshumi lanhlanu awabela izihlobo abangane labanye. Kodwa ingcwethe ecubungula izombusazwe njalo elilunga lebandla lezanu PF umnumzana Morris Ngwenya uthi udaba lomhlabathi luzaqhubeka lusiya phambili ngoba inani labafuna ukulima liya liqansa.
Into yenza ukuthi kuba difficult ukuthi sithi uKhumezinanga kwasingakhangela yena ngokwakhe ngomunye walabo bantu abalutshwane abathi bethatha amapulazi wabhadala lokho okwakukhona singathi eplazini ama-developments ayekhona eplazini. I-fast track land reform program ingakayenziwa yena wathesethethi plazi vele wayevele engumuntu owabhadala umuntu owayesebenzisa lelo plazi. Njalo singakhangela yena ngokwakhe kwesinye isikhathi sithole ukuthi uyarenta amaplazi
asebenzisa ebhadala abantu even abantu abahlezi eplazini omakhelwane bakhe eplazini lakhe nabantu labana ukuthi bakhululekile ukuthi xa kuyukuthi ule 2 hectares umuntu ole 5 hectares angenelisa ukuzilima bayakhuluma naye abancedisa ukubana yena uyalima and then erenta kibo.
Kodwa khona kuhamba njani kwakathesi? Siyabona ukubana bakhona abalokhu besuswa kwamanye amaplazi lokunye okunjalo. Udaba lolu luzaphela nini olwakuhlalisa kutshabana?
Okwenza ukuthi kathesi kungani kubuyela emuva, sibona ukuthi indaba ekhona emaplazini yokuthi abantu abaningi kuthathwa amaplazi laphana ngabo 2001, 2002. Abantu abaningi babengakunanzeleli ukuthi uqakatheke njani ukuthi ube lomhlabathi wakho, ube lamasimu akho. Babezihlalele emadolobheni, abanye besithi propaganda yezanu-PF abazange banyikinyeke. Kodwa khathesi sebekubona sobala ukubana hhayi, akula ngenye indlela. Ukulima yikho oqakathekile, yikho kuphela ongenza ukuthi umuntu ube ngumuntu lawe phakathi kwabantu. Yikho singathi i-demand kumbe abantu asebefuna amaplaza, abantu abafuna amasimu sebebaningi kakhulu.
Lo ngumnumzana Morris Ngwenya, ingcwethe ecubungula izombusazwe, njalo ingcwethe ecubungula izombusazwe bekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 eseHarare. Kunjalo nje abalimi abathola incwadi zokubapha imvumo yokulima ama-99-year lease babikwa belokhu bethwele nzima ngokungatholi incedo kumabhanga. Amabhanga athi kusakhona uningi okumele kulungisiswe ukuze abalimi laba bathole uncedo lwemali.
Inhlanganiso ezimela izakhamizi emadolobheni zithi zilokukhathazeka okukhulu ngokuqonga kwezehlakalo zokuhlukuluzana ezindlini, i-domestic violence, ezikhanya zikhwezelwa ikuswela osokubhahile lasemadolobheni ikakhulu emizini ehlala abanengi. Kubika uMark Peter Ntambe.
Umqondisi wetshithunguza Residence Trust umnumzana Mavela Sikhumalo uthi inhlolisiso abayenzayo besebenzisa amakhompyutha besebenzelana lamapholisa kuzitishi zabo ezijiyeneyo kuleli dolobha iveze obala ukuqonga kwezehlakalo zokuhlukuluzana ezindlini.
Vela amapholisa a-advanced vala ama-graphs ayitshengisela ama-reports lawa per month awa 2014 wonke. Sabona ukuthi hayi, kutshengisa ukuthi izinto lezi udubo lelu luli on the rise in most of the areas. Njalo njengesicelo sokuthi sifundisane obaba labo mama sonke ukuze usifundisane ukuthi i-gender based violence kayilunganga, zikhona ezinye indlela ezingathathwa ukuze abantu balungise ama problems asemizini lezindlini.
Uthi emisebenzini yabo sebeqakathekisa ukuxwayisana kukazulu lezakhamizi ukuba zizame ukulungisisa inkinga ngobudlelwano lokukhulumisana kungeladlakela. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso yezakhamizi zeHarare, Combined Harare Residence Trust, iCRA, umnumzana Mfundo Mlilo uthi lolu dubo lukhanya luqheliswa ikusilela kwemali lobuyanga osobubhahile lasemadolobheni.
Kutshengisa ukuthi kukhona okunye elizweni okungahambi kuhle, ngoba abantu singathi kumbe bayazi-expressa kumbe nge-violence. Ngoba nxa kungela kuhle endlini, ubaba lo mama kulula ukuthi bagcine sebesilwa, ngoba kakukho kokubamba abantwana imali ye-school fees kayikho, imali zamabhonasi kazibuyanga. So udlakela ngathi lugcina solukhulu lukhula lukhulisa ukuthi abantu nje ezindlini ngathi impilo gayila direction ngakukhanya ukuthi
kanjalo. Umlilo uthi baxwayisa uzulu ukuba abe lokubekezela engagijimeli umkhuba wokulwisana, ethi inhlanganiso yakhe isebenzelana lezinye inhlanganiso ezigoqela eyamagqwetha eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights kulolu daba ukufundisa uzulu ngokuqakatheka kokuvikelwa kodlakela.
Njengezakhamizi siyayenza lokho esingathi ngama-platforms lapho izakhamizi zikhona ezibuyayo, sisama ukukhulumisana lazo ukuthi hhayi, iy'ndubo lezi esihlangana lazo kasondube ezingathi mbe zikhangelane lo baba mbe zikhangelane lo mama, zindubo ezelizwe siyabizama ukuthi sihlanganise kukhanya ukuthi lolu dubo olukhona nje jikelele elizweni lonke, njalo zikhona ezinye indlela esingazenza. Akumelanga silahle imbeleko ngokufelwa, kumele sihlale phansi sikhulumisane njengabantu ukuthi yiziphi ezinye indlela esingazilungisi, esingasifaka kube singatheta etafuleni ukuthi sibambisane silungise isizwe.
Amapholisa ahlala eqwayisa uZulu ukuba edinge uncedo ebantwini abalolwazi ogoqela izihlobo labangani kumbe lasemahofisini abo obudlelwano loZulu kulokusebenzisa udlakela. UZulu usale engelake emlomlonyeni ngemva kokuba omunye undoda emzini weBulilwe Harare elimaze umkakhe waphinda wazibophela watholakala efile phezu kodubo-ke lokusilela kwesijebo endlini. Omunye njalo osakhulu layo wabulala umngani wakhe Harare bebanga igwayi. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, ngingumark Peter Ntambe.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kilohertz. Nilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Izakhamizi zeBhinga zithi zidinga ukwenza umhlangano lohulumende ukuze kukhulunyiswane ngodaba lokuqatshwa kwababalisi abazafundisa kulesi sigaba, bona bengazi ulimi lwabo lwesiTonga lanxa seluzabhalwa emhlolisweni eka-AO level kusukela lonyaka. Ulimi lwesiTonga ngolwakuqala kundima ezikhulunywa ngabalutshwana ukuthi lulotshwe emhlolisweni esibangeni se-O level, lanxa uhulumende esithi uphakathi kokuqoqa uhlelo lokufundisa ababalisi bezinye njalo indimi. Sixoxe lowake wamela isigaba seBhinga North umnumzana Patrick Nene Sibanda othi kabathakazeleli lokuthi uhulumende elokhu eqatsha abangazi isiTonga ukuthi bafundise labantwana abaqala izifundo zika grade 1.
Nxa zingakhangela i-employment yangkhona, bathatha abantu abavela khatshana, abavela ematshoneni, abavela esiNdebeleni, bayabaletha ngapha eBhinga okungelazinzi kona ngamathicha. Niyathola ukuthi isikolo sinezindlu ezimbili ezilama-rooms engeyebhoza abe 6. Khonapho kufunakala amatisha zangu-10. Bayalala njani abantu lawo? Balala njengamasaka kumbe ngamagundwane endlini eyodwa. Lokho akusichazi njengamatsheyo bafunani lapho ku-employa khona amatichas. And abantu thina i-education, i-ministry of education, i-college education eZimbabwe esayiphasayo thina ezweni former MP sathi thina wonke isizalwane seZimbabwe lapho ekuhlela khona kufanele sifunde ulimi lwaso, kwenzele ukuthi qhubekele sibe kwazi ukuthi impilo kuze i-culture yabo baphila njani njengabantu. But okwakathesi uyathola umuntu ufundisa i-grade 1 kakhwanisa ivini ukukhuluma uku-atha nje ibala ngesitonga, ivini ukuthi ngabona uzamfundisa nje nomntwana uka-grade 1 ivini umntwana uka-grade 2 lokho asikufuni. Yaw okanye ngazane kule corruption ngoba ungakhangela baqhalisa mhlaka-8 ukungenisa abantu, lakathesi loko besangenisa abantu.
Njengezakhamuzi zeBhinga, kuyini elikukhangeleleyo? Ngawaphi amanyathelo eseliwathethe?
Sinasekufuna ukuthi siqoqane njengabantu njengenhlanganiso esilazo. Siyaqoqa labo laba abanye bangukona bangani abaphathwanga kuhle abezama i-PF abaphakathi. Sikhulumisane labo, sibonisane ukuthi okwenzakalayo thina ngoba sikufunayo ukuthi abantwa bethu befunde ulimi lwabo olwesitonga, bebekwazi i-culture eyesitonga. Hathi ukuthi befundiswe ngumuntu ongazi i-culture. Ku-secondary education, of course, engiwezingathi uthi kulamatishala omunye uthishala omunye uthishala omunye une-subject yakhe. Kungcono bangafaka esitongeni befake kumbe amathola kumbe amaNdebele. But asibuye ku-primary education, uza kuyabhala njani engakwazi khona ukuthi uthatha ngesitonga, uthatha ubaba ukuthiwa ngobaba ngesiNdebele, uthatha ngentente, uzamkhwalisa yini?
Lo ke ngumnumzana Patrick Nene Sibanda wakhe wamela isigaba seBhinga North edalele ePhalamende ubekhuluma le Studio 7 ecingweni ekhona le eBhinga.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisemazweni sezikhuthazwe ukuthi ziphatheke kwezenotho lezombusazwe eZimbabwe ukuze zibe lesandla ekuqondiseni lapho okuya khona ikusasa lelizwe. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeRefugees Studies Center eUniversity yeOxford, uMnumzana Alexandra Betts, utshele iStudio 7 emhlanganweni obuqoqwe iGlobal Zimbabwe Forum eJohannesburg ukuthi ukubaleka elizweni abantu befulathela kakusoze kulungise inhlupho ilizwe elibhekane lazo. Kubika uBenedictine Hlapho.
UMnumzana Alexander Betts uthi sekuyisikhathi sokuthi izigidi zezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezabaleka elizweni okweminyaka zikhangele emuva ziqale ukwakha ikusasa yelizwe elilempumelelo. UBetts uthi ulwazi lobungcitshi osobuthole izizalwane zeZimbabwe emazweni ezihlala kuwo kuqakathekile kakhulu emacebeni adingakalayo ekuthuthukiseni umnotho lezombusazwe. Ukhuthaza abeZimbabwe laba ukuthi baqale ukuzibuza imibuzo ezikileyo ngekusasa yelizwe labo.
How Zimbabweans should be engaging with political issues back home, how they can engage in collective action.
Kufanele kube le ndlela izizalwane zeZimbabwe esemazweni ezingaphatheka ngazo kwezombusazwe eZimbabwe. Kube le ndlela zokuhlanganela zikhanda amacebo. Amacebo la aguqela ukuthi bengelelisa yini ukuvota besemazweni kumbe ngesikhathi sokhetho baye ekhaya bayevota ukuze bajintshe isimo esikhona.
UMnumzana Daniel Molokhele isizalwane seZimbabwe kukanti uligqweda lezamalungelo oluntu eselihlale kwele South Africa okweminyaka elijumilanye. Yena ke uthi akathandabuza ukuthi ikusasa yeZimbabwe yeyeme kakhulu kusizalwane zeZimbabwe esemazweni. UMolokhele upha izizalwane zeZimbabwe esemazweni ingqobe zokuqala ukuthatha amanyathelo okuphindela eZimbabwe besiyasungula amabhizimusi kanye lokungena esikhundleni zombusazwe esithi ikusasa yelizwe isezandleni zabo.
Sifuna ukubona ukuthi how can you then make sure ukuthi ama Zimbabweans back home labo babamukela futhi ukuthi asobantu abahamba baye emazweni babe ngabantu bezizweni bakhohlakala. So kule ndlela kumele siyilungise ukuthi umuntu mayese eZimbabwe ese South Africa umbe America kumele futhi amukelwe America le South Africa amukelwe futhi ekhaya. Kungabe lo ndubo lokuthi ngasakwazi ukuthi vele ungumZimbabwe ngayiphi indlela.
Esinye izalwane seZimbabwe uMnumzana Godfrey Phiri uthi kungamthokozisa kakhulu ukubona izalwane seZimbabwe emazweni ziphila njengenkosana elolongelwa ukuthatha intambo zombuso. Kodwa ke uthi kula malungiselelo imfundo kuzafuze kube isikhali esilolwa kulazo zonke.
Ma singathi thina siyidiaspora sizama ukuestablish maybe first izinto like I global scholarship fund for Zimbabweans ukuthi bantu bahambe esikolo bayefunda. Then mabeqeda leyo imfundo abazabe ithola emazweni ahlukene from all over umhlaba babuyele bayevuselela ilizwe ngoba manje kuzoba negap.
Kusenjalo iningi labeZimbabwe laba bathi bazimisele ukuyavuselela ilizwe labo kodwa ke bathikaziswa ikungabi leqiniso lokuthi kambe inkokheli ezikhona elizweni khathesi zizabavumela na ukwenza lokho. Ngimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg leSouth Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapho.
Alingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk ngo-past 8 lamhlanje ke sikhangela udaba lwezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe ukuthi zingaphathisa njani ukuthuthukisa ilizwe lazo lomdabu.
Tumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Izizalwane zakwele Zambia bezivota lamhlanje kukhetho lokudinga ozaqedisa umbuso kamoyi umongameli Michael Sata obhubhe ngomfumfu nyaka enye. Kulabancintisayo abalitshumi lanye ekade bedinga ukuvotelwa kodwa umncintiswano woqobo ubikwa uphakathi kukamphathintambo wezomvikela uMnumzana Edgar Longo owebandla likamoyi uSata ele Patriotic Front Party lo mnumzana Hakainde Hichilema okhokela ibandla eliphikisayo ele United Party for National Development.
Umongameli Barack Obama wangapha kwele Melika ukhangelelwe ukukhuthaza ukukhwezela uzulu welizwe lakhe onothileyo imithelo embikweni wakhe womnyaka azawethula kuzulu o State of the Union address ukulamhlanje ntambama.
Kuhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke lamhlanje siqhubeka ngodaba lwemikhuba elandelwa nguZulu emadolobheni. Sihlolisisa ukudliwa kwemithi etholakala ezihlahleni ezichiyeneyo enjengentolwane, umgugudu lokunye okuchiyeneyo. Lokhe besidla abantu izihlahla lezina. Ake sizweni unkosikazi Ishila Nkomo Musonda ongukhansila edolobheni lakoBulawayo, njalo oyincwethi kwezamasiko esintu exoxa ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Peter Zwidikalanga Khumalo oyincwethi kwezamasiko esintu belo Gibbs Dube wa Studio 7. Uma Nkomo uthi zigcwele izihlahla lenyanga kodwa abantu makhaza kabasayenzi imikhuba yabo ngemfanelo.
Konaphi izihlahla edorobheni zivele ezikhona? Uyahamba uye emkambo uyebika, kumbe ukuhamba uye egakeni edinga isihlahla sakho uzidlele. Kodwa sesiwalahlile amasiko, sisenziwa ukulandela into zamakhiwa.
Kumalo siyakwazi zikhona lezi zihlahla ezaziqinisa amadoda la zisanathwa yini? Kusayenziwa yini khonokho?
Baba elayigcinwa ngaphai endlini ngumama, hhayi akhe sokungani akusekho kangako, akusekho kule edolobheni lapho ngazohamba ukupha umputu ukudingisisa. Abadala bakhona, abanye abakhona ngabazalelwe emadolobheni, njalo abasakwazi ukuthi laligcinwa njani, njalo laliphekwa njani, lokuthi lalivele lisebenzani. Izihlahla zangikhona zaziyiziphi? Into esihlupha lapha ukuthi abantu abasayi emakhaya. Ekadeni laphana kokuthi njengoba kuDisemba iminyaka uphelile, abadala babebuyela ekhaya bayevuselela okwabo ekhaya ngale, bathi lanxa bebuya edolobheni bakwazi ukuthi babuye bezisebenza kuphela, kodwa okwamasiko abo kwakusukela ekhaya. Bathi bebuya edolobheni babuye bethethe into zabo lezo eziqinisa amaqolo namadolo, kodwa kathesi abantu sebehlala edolobheni akusela muntu othanda ukuthi abuyele ekhaya, ngoba abantu abaningi sebemina ikhaya sebasuka balandela lokhu kwesilungu. Ngakho lapha edolobheni sokukhonzwa uNkulunkulu wema-church akusakhonzwa okwamasiko ethu, njalo lolwazi olukhona lenyanga lezi ezikhona, hhayi ezinyanga ezibona ukuthi zizuze emalini ilanga mlalisiyajona, hhatshi ukuthi sengiqinise amadoda nabomama abangayo.
Mankomo, izihlahla lezi zaziqinisa umuzi phela, kwakunganjalo?
Izihlahla zazivele ziqinisa umuzi kudala. Lakathesi izihlahla ziyawuqinisa umuzi ukuthi vele uzathola ukuthi abantwana banamhlanje sebesiya kanye ngenxa yokuthi imizimba kayiqinanga, abazange baphiwe lezo zihlahla eziqinisa amaqolo lalezi ezivele zifakwe emsobheni emangqineni. Izihlahla lezi zivele zikhona kazitshintshanga, abantu kabasakulandeli. Yiko uthola umuntu emutha umbone seluphele, ulutshaziswa ukuthi kwangenwa ekudla bonobhata laba into ezidle ezilamafutha, kasadli into ezakhani umzimba wakhe. Into ezakha umzimba ukuthi uqine izihlahla zesintu. Akula muntu oselandela isihlahla sesintu namhlanje. And ungakunanzelela belisithi nxa kunje izulu njengoba kathesi liyana, uzathola ukuthi ngesikhathi sezulu nxa lithaye phansi uvele leba kusekhaya kusedorobheni kakuthethelwa, kuyamiwa. Ulwesithathu lilanga lokuzila emasimini edorobheni lobekhaya vele kakulinywa. Usuzakuthi khona-ke inyanga lezana o-Agasti labana yisi isikhathi sokuthethela lobedorobheni. Uzathola ukuthi abantu loba wathiwa ngomunye wakhe yikho abafaka khona ama-tombstone, yikho abakhona behlala khona. Nxa beseza ama-tombstone kona lana besithi siyabuyisa senzani, kabasabuyisi ngendlela yakhona. Yikubona nje sihlupheka, siyazihluphekisa thina. Ubona induwo zingapheli, abantu sebephasalele begcwele yonke indawo le ngenxa yokuthi akulandelwa amasiko.
Khumalo, pho-ke ozagebha izihlahla anika uKhumalo ngubani?
into esiphepha angisaboni ukuthi ngibani ngoba abantu abasathembeki sebethandayo naye imali leyo esiyimpande yesona. Ubaba wayethena lokhu wathetshulwa yingwe kakazake ukubone lokho sokusenziwa abantu ukuthi sebeginya ingqathayi amatablethi ukuthi baziqinise baqinise amaqolo namadolo ukuthi zigcine imizi. Yena lokhu wayengakwazi bayenatha okulungiswe ngabadala ekhaya kokusa la maxhegu ayayikwazi ukuthi kwenziwani. Khathesi angikwazi ukuthi kubani ongakwenza aphandle ukuthi abantu bazibakhumbule ukuthi babuyele emakhaya bayedingisisa kakuhle. Kungenzakala ukuthi bakhona abantwana abasebakwaziyo abakhulele ezindlini lapho kwakusenziwa khona ngendlela eqondileyo ngoba into yamasiko kayilahleki kangako nxa abantwana bakhona bekhulele kuyo. Lo mntwana omncane ukhula esazi ukuthi ngakithi sasivele sikubambangala indlela. Ngakho nxa umbuza umbuzo onjengalowo babadube ngibona ingani kufanele abantu bakhumbule ukuthi ubudlelwano bamadolobho nemakhaya buvuselelwe. Abantu bakwazi ukuthi bafanele babe lemizi bayehlangana la maxhegu asele emakhaya lezazazi semakhaya ukuze okwamasiko abo kuvuselelwe ngendlela eqondileyo. Hatshi lokho sokusenzakala edolobheni abantu imihlobo lemihlobo sihlangana abanye bavela khona lethiwa kusezayiye abanye bavele kwetanzania babuya befake ezinye izinto ezikhwameni bathi lezo yizo eziqinisa abantu ngcono. Akusela lutho oluqondana lesihlahla esisaziyo ukuthi sesinesesintwini sakithi njalo sisebenza umzimba wethu ngendlela owawusetshenza ngayo.
Ye vala ngamafitshane Mankomo.
Uyabona izinyanga lokhu ezikhona asikuthi inyanga kazikho. Inyanga zigcwele kulapha isinyanga ezilapha. Thina sodwa yithi sesingasafuni ukuhamba ezinyangeni. Sesilanda wona amaprofita lawo emachechi. Uyekhulekisa ufike udilike echechi udilike uqede umnyaka wonke lokhu udilika umuntu uxotha idlozi lakho.
Ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu unkosikazi Ishila Nkomo Masondo lo mnumzana Peter Zidekala ngakhumalo. Imidlalo ye-Africa Cup of Nations iqhubekela phambili lamhlanje kwele Equatorial Guinea lapho amaqembu akugroup D athi iCote d'Ivoire leGuinea abe ngutshikilobhanqa 1-1. Umdlalo wesibili kusipaya sinye namhla uphakathi kwemali leCameroon. Izolo khona kugroup C iSouth Africa inqotshwe yiAlgeria nge-3-1. Okudanise abaningi ukuthi iSouth Africa ibikhokhela kodwa yasuka yazihlohla njalo yehluleka ukuhlohla umbekwa. Ukuhlaziya imidlalo le sixhuphe ingcwethi kwezemidlalo umuzi wethu Hadebe.
Umdlalo eyakhathesi ye-Nations Cup imnandi kakhulu njalo iyasitshengisa ukubana ibhora le-Africa liyaqhubekela phambili lithuthuka. Ungakhangela iqembu le-South Africa kubadlali babo abakhona le e-Equatorial Guinea phakathi kwabangu-23 abangu-18 badlala khona le elizweni le-South Africa. Lokhu kusitshengisela ukubana uSheikh Mashaba uzame ukubana abe leqembu labadlali abaphuma khona le eMzansi. Bona bakhokhele ke basebehlule ukuhlohla i-penalty kwazokuthi bahlohla i-on goal. Ukhipha wabo layo bengathi uyethukile kancane lokhu-ke kuba affectile. I-Algeria akumangalisi ngoba kuvele iqembu elikhulu lapha e-Africa njalo lidlala umdlalo omuhle. Kodwa ebafana ijabulise abantu abaningi kutshengisele ukubana bale system abayidlalayo njalo bakhona ukubana be-improve beqhubekela phambili ngale i-tournament kanye laze ngenguqu. Kodwa singakhangela njalo iSenegal leGhana abaningi bebekhangela ukuthi iGhana izayenza kakuhle ikhokhele ke yona kodwa kubana iSenegal yenelise kubana ibuye ihlohle kabili ibe isinqoba kube yinto enhle kakhulu ejabulisa abantu abaningi. iSenegal itshengisela ukudlala okuhle kakhulu kuyona le tournament ngelinye iqembu elingahlupha kuyona le tournament. Singakhangela ke kwamanye amagrupu kugroup A kule Equatorial Guinea be 1-1 leCongo. Equatorial Guinea yibo ke abasibambele le midlalo besikhangele ukubana mhlawumbe benqobe bedlala ekhaya kodwa bavumelele ukubana iCongo ithole igoli kube yi-1-1. Kuzokuthi iBurkina Faso abaningi bebekhangele ukuthi inqobe kodwa sabona iGabon ibuya inqoba nge-2-0. Kuzokuthi kugroup ya ukabi leqembu eselike lawina lapho esibone ama-draws kodwa iZambia le-DRC kusiba yi-1-1 kwazokuthi iTunisia le-Cape Verde kwaba yi-1-1. Lo-ke la umdlalo omangalisa abantu abaningi ngoba iTunisia liqembu elikhulu kodwa iCape Verde abaningi bayidelela kodwa singananzelela leli iqembu lokho liqhwela phambili li improve umdlalo wenguqu njalo linye lamaqembu lingaba yingozi kusiya phambili kwele Africa.
Imidlalo esidlaliwe Gatebe ungathi iyakubeka sobala yini ukuthi yilipi iqembu elilakho ukuyiphakamisa linkezo?
Akunzima singeke satsho okwamanje sizoqala sibone ubane Ivory Coast izadlala kanjani. Abaningi bakhangela ukubana yiyo engenza kakuhle, kuzothi imali le Cameroon ngamanye lawa maqembu amakhulu abantu abakhangela ukubana benze kakuhle, kakhulu iCameroon ukuze ifike ku-Nations Cup le eyalonyaka ka-2015 ebidlala kakuhle kuma-qualifiers. Abaningi bakhangela ukubana izaqhubela phambili na.
Incwethi kwezemidlalo umuzi wethu Gatebe kwanelokwa lamhlanje olivalelisayo nguntungameli Nkomo.
Lami wenu uChris Gande silichiya ku-Studio 7 Live Talk lilale.